Hi everyone, welcome to this podcast show. My name is Kilford Mgeni, coming to you live from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. To anyone who is joining us today, I'd like to welcome you all guys. You can share with your friends. Let's talk about love show, okay? Today I just want to give you a short summary of Valentine's Day. As you know, this month is a Valentine month. You can celebrate it with your friends, your family, your boyfriend, with your girlfriend. Okay. So I know most of people may be asking themselves, what does this holiday means to us or to them? In short summary, Valentine's Day is an annual festival to celebrate romantic love, friendship, and admiration. In every year, on the 14th of February, people celebrate this day by sending messages of love and affection to their partners, friends, and family. Especially this day is mostly celebrated by couples. Because people send Valentine's Day cards and flowers and spend special time together to honor their love for each other. A short history of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is named after Saint Valentine of Catholic priest who lived in Rome. In the 3rd century. There are many stories about Saint Valentine, and over time, these stories grew into the legends we know today. At the time of Valentine's Day, many Romans were converting to Christianity, but the Emperor Claudius II was a pagan and created strict laws about what Christians were allowed to do. Claudius believed that Roman soldiers should be completely devoted to Rome and therefore passed a law preventing them from marrying. So Saint Valentine began to marry these soldiers in secret Christian ceremonies, and this was the beginning of his reputation for believing in the importance of love. Eventually, Valentine was found out and jailed for his crimes against Claudius. While imprisoned, Valentine cared for his fellow prisoners and also his jailer's blind daughter. Legend has it that Valentine cured the girl's blindness, and that his final act before being executed was to write her a love message signed from our Valentine's Day. So the letter was signed on that on 14th of February in the year of 270. So how did this day develop, this Valentine's Day? It wasn't until more than 200 years later that 14th of February was proclaimed by St. Valentine's Day. By this time, Rome had become Christian, and the Catholic Church was determined to stamp out any remaining paganism. The pagan fertility ritual was held in February each year, and Pope abolished this festival and proclaimed the 14th of February Saint Valentine's Day, thus establishing this feast day on the Catholic calendar of Saint. So you can understand now what is the history behind this holiday season, that is Valentine's Day, Valentine's holiday. Okay, so what does it mean in our contemporary days? What Valentine's Day what do we value this day, Valentine's Day? So while Valentine's Day is celebrated in most countries. Different cultures have developed their own traditions for this festival. In some parts of the world, Valentine's Day is observed as a day for expressing love between family members and friends. Rather than that of romantic couples, some traditions include leaving roses and gifts for children, and others include acts of appreciation between friends. So Valentine's Day is most commonly associated with romantic love, with millions of Valentine Day's cards being exchanged each year. Gift of flowers or a single red rose are sent with romantic messages to love one another, and couples will spend their special time together. So most couples choose to celebrate Valentine's Day with dinner, a picnic, or a special home-cooked meal. Many restaurants offer Valentine's Day dinner promotion, and food is often presented with symbols of love like hearts and flowers. So another popular Valentine's Day activity is to indulge in a luxury hotel, stay in a beautiful locations, allowing a couple to get along with from all and enjoy some quality time together. Marriage proposals are also popular on this Valentine's Day, and it's often chosen as the perfect day to express their love and commitment among the people who love each other. So sometimes some marriage proposals are deliberately very creatively, such as after climbing to the top of the mountain or posting a message on a billboard, whatever the methods. This is how people celebrate this Valentine's Day. So now you come close to this holiday season. I know everyone who are listening to me right now, if you have a boyfriend or you have a girlfriend, it's better to share your love with the one that you love. Okay, so you can take a quality time together with your partner to be together in this coming holiday. To spend together with your partner, you can take your partner out for dinner. Okay, you can prepare, you can cook together a very beautiful lunch together, or you can express your love to your friends and your loved one from your family and stuff. So this is what I tried to share with you guys today. I know most of people may be asking themselves, on why do we celebrate Valentine's Day, or what does it matter? Okay, so this is how you come across to this Valentine's Day. You have to express your love from one to another. It's not necessary to have your love or your partner. You can celebrate it with your family members, your friends, your neighbors, and so many others, even strangers. Okay, you can prepare some cards and provide them to the street, to the strangers. Okay, you can buy meal to the homeless people, just to make sure that you celebrate it very, very, very peaceful with the one that you love, or with the one that you really, really care about. Thank you so much, guys. Until next time, I'll just give you what to do on this coming day, Valentine's Day. Until next time, guys, thank you so much. Bye-bye.